hurumende icha zvifambisa sei pa nyaya dzese dzokuteverera bumburo romutemo dzokuchinja zvinhu zvakaita kuti vanhu vabude mudzimba dzavo pakaitika intervention yeamy vachipururudza nokupemberera zvinhu zvakawanda ndinoti isusu mazuva achiri mashomana asi ivo vamwe vanoramba vachitarisira vamwe vanoramba vachikurudzira ndo sezvazvinofanirwa kuita asi isusu savanhu vari kunze kwenyika vari kudiaspora tinotiwo tinofanirwa kuva nemikana yokuti tikwanise kuinfluenza zvinhu zviri kuitika kumusha kwedu uku ndokusaka isusu tine mapato akaita seZimbabwe Diaspora Network North America zvina kuti tikwanise kuunganidza vana veZimbabwe vakaparira nyika yerese kuti tione kuti tingaita sei sevanhu vari kunze kwenyika kuti tikwanisewo kubatsira munyaya dzamabhizimisi even munyaya dzokuinfluenza nyaya dzepolitics tichitarisa panyaya iyi tinoona zvekuti vanhu vakabuda vazhinji ndo atinoti maprofessionals ndo vanhu vakafunda asi so far kunze kwekutumidzira mari kumusha havasati vanyatsokuwana mukana chaiyo chaiyo yekuti vabatsire pakushepa future yenyika yedu saka isu tinoda kukurudzira kuti vanhu vese tibatane nokuita focus on what is going on kumusha
Thank you so much. Vindi dzemama mbovimbisa kuti muchakasika kuenda harizoti mwakuoneka here kana tombokuchengetai kwemaminisi mashanu
ndinozobvakadza kuita kumatutu
Thank you so much. Chris, you can talk to Mr.
Yes,
Moyo.
Yes, Jonga. Mr. Moyo. Hello, Mr. Moyo.
Yebo baba ngikhona.
Yeah, mnumzana Moyo, ungasela wena ngamafichane ukuthi imbono kaambassador uyibone njani kakhulu nxa sikhangele udaba olungani lukhathaza abantu besigaba seMatabeleland lapho okuthiwa khona kwenzakala umbhuqazwe ukuthi uzwe njani ukuthi esingathi yona iresponse ngesilungu.
Okay yeah ngikapi ngiyavumelana naye uambassada ukuthi ekugcineni kusezandleni zabantu beZimbabwe ukuthi indaba yegugura hundi bayihandla njani ngoba I think at the same time kulama institutions adila ngama violations of human rights United Nations ile wing edila lakho khona lokho and I think it's easy to just say ukuthi dilani lakho lina abantu beZimbabwe lodo at the end of the day yes ludaba lwethu njengesizwe okumele sidile lalo but I think uncedo siyalufuna le advice especially from amazwe afana njenge South Africa we baba le Truth and Reconciliation Commission iqiniso laphuma abantu bazoxolelana kwaba lemkulaba nama reparations ama victims are compensated that would like ukuthi sifike kuleso stage esokuthi but konke lokhu i government yiyo kumele initiate ibe yiyona ehamba phambili ethi okay asibeni nale Truth and Reconciliation Commission and also ikwazi i government ukuthi ama results of that kuzoba le need ukuthi abantu ba compensate abalahlekelwa izihlobo lama family lab
thank you so much maybe you want to say something before I go to Ms. Mavindidze or I can talk to Ms. Mavindidze so that we release him because he wants to go
yes. Okay no just a quick note I'm just receiving a message from some sources on the ground they are saying that prices of commodities continue going up Jonga I've been sent a message here which shows that a full chicken, which was $8 a week ago, today is going for $21.64.
Oh, that's exorbitant, Chris.
Oh, it's too bad.
Mr. Mavindiza, I'm not sure whether you were connected by the time the ambassador spoke about Zimbabweans who are now Americans being able to start companies back home in Zimbabwe. He says there is no law that bars them or stops them from doing so. I don't know whether you heard him explaining that.
I missed that point when he was talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that if that is the case, then it's a welcome development. But I also understand that Zedera can be quite comprehensive in terms of particularly the businesses at home who we might partner with, or larger entities here abroad who might be interested in engaging and doing business in Zimbabwe, or where, again, we might partner with them. So those I would have wanted to clarify those positions. But I would agree with him definitely that in the process of reconstruction, there will be opportunities for small, medium-scale businesses, you know, to be established.
Mm.
And, you know, we have built ideas and skills that we have, you know, been gaining by our staying here in the diaspora. And so we can facilitate things like technology transfers, business practices, and just incorporate a new culture in doing business. But we believe that we should have engagement not only with the business community in Zimbabwe, but also seeking networks with entities here that might be interested to partner with us and then take some of those skills back to Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Eva Mavindidze. Kana makama kwanza yenyu kunge makumhanya tinotenda zvikuru pamabata ipapa indima hombe kwazvo.
Thank you so much. I thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Chonga, we are joined by another guest, Efi Idlela Ncube, political analyst in Bulawayo. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ncube.
Yes, Chris.
Yes, Mr. Ncube, we had the ambassador here to the U.S. ambassador to Zimbabwe, Mr. Harry Thomas, and he touched on various issues concerning the current situation in Zimbabwe. And one of the issues is an issue which I know you have dealt with extensively. That is the issue of Gukurahundi looking at the president, there are these suspicions that he might have been involved. And the response from the ambassador was that, we have to leave that to the people of Zimbabwe to forgive the president. What's your take?
Well, we are not going to forgive the president. That must be very clear. It has started somewhere before that apology can be made. We have a very long shopping list for him as the people of Zimbabwe. But let me start with the issue of Gukurahundi. There has to be an acknowledgement of suffering on the part of those that have suffered. There has to be an acknowledgement of the truth of Gukurahundi, not a series of denials or moments of madness. There has to be processes in place that are meant to ensure that there is a comprehensive exercise in place to deal with the issue of Gukurahundi. There has to be an apology. There has to be a program for individualized conversation. There has to be a program for community-based conversations. There has to be an economic redress covering the whole education sector, economic sector, health sector, to reverse the imbalances that affected the people of Matabele and out of 10 years of marginalization under Kukuraoni. So it's not a small thing that somebody can just come over and say, I apologize and let's move on. No, that it doesn't work like that. And also you started by your introduction that there is a suspicion that the president was involved. It is not a suspicion. The president was heavily involved. The question is the extent of the culpability. That's the only thing that we can debate. Was he involved in the actual giving of the orders, or was he not? Remember, he was Minister of State for National Security. He was a member of Cabinet. He was a member of ZANU-PF senior structures. He sat in those decision-making structures that commanded Kukuraoni. He may not have personally given an order to do something, but he bears the greatest responsibility to others as the person who knew and did not take action to do anything about his knowledge or about the commission of the atrocities on the ground. He sat in the structures that were giving orders. He did nothing about it. However you look at it, he was involved. So he cannot be just excused just like that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ncube. Just stay on the line. We'll get back to you, Jonga.
Mr. Moyo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and chakunetsai kuti nhasi tichingoti makati Ndebele, Shona, Chirungu, nekuti ndirikukundikana kundivane vamwe vanokubatsirai mukutaura chiZulu.
Ah, ndiri pano.
Ndizvozvo. Tanzwa ambassador vachitaura kuti nyaya yemasanctions kana kuti yezvirango inyaya inokwanisa kunge ichingogadziriswa. Kana kuti musoro wenyaya mutungamiri wenyika zvichireva kuti vaTrump ndo vanenge vaine shoko rekupesera pamusoro penyaya kuti zvirango zviramba zviripo iko hazvobviswa. Tinoona kuti mazuva apera vanhu vakawanda vanga vachipomera mhosva vakauya kuno vechikwata cheMDC Alliance kuti vafambira nyaya yezvirango. Munoti nezvazotaurwa naambassador?
Well, andinyatso kuzvisisa kana vachiti Trump ndiye ane final say. I think masanctions akaisiwa neCongress kaya, saka maonero angu ndeyekuti Congress eventually ndiyo ichadecide. And then going to nyaya yeMDC Alliance nezvavanga vakavinga kunoku, tinoziva kuti pane mitauro yakawanda iri kuti vakauya kuzokumbira kuti mafunctions ngaramba ariko inhema dzega dzega idzodzo. Team yealliance yakauya kuzoengaja USA and tanzwa nhasi even pa speech ya vamunangagwa naivo seZANU-PF vari kudawo kuti vaengage international community because ndiyo nzira yekuti tiendere mberi. Saka isusu tikangoti MDC Alliance vavhura nzira iyo yekuti Zimbabwe iwane kuti iriengage neinternational community. Izvi zvepropaganda yeZANU-PF kuti alliance yakauya kuzokumbira mafunctions kuti arambe ariko inhema chete chete because at the end of the day the US government, Congress ndiyo yakaisa mafunctions iwawo and Congress yakataura pachayo musi wacho iwowo pavakamita ne Senate kuti pane zvavada kuti zviitiwe neZimbabwe government vasati vasimudza mafunctions iwawo.
Thank you so much. Vamoyo, ramba hanyu muri parunare. Chris Tawana, muteereri wedu wekutanga Kade Maunga kubva kuZimbabwe. Makadi.
Ndipo makadiyo.
Aiwa ndiri mupenyu. Vakade Maunga muri kupi kuZimbabwe? Sorry.
Kariba.
Ukariba. Kuri sei ukariba?
Ukariba kuri nani chaizvo kuri sei uAmerica?
Aiwa kuno kuri nani nhasi taita mukana wekunge tiine mumiriri weAmerica kuZimbabwe ambassador Harry Thomas muno mumastudio edu. Handizokuti makwanisa kunzwa here zvangu achikurukura.
Iya ndaarwa zvese zvavakurukura.
Ndipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu nemaonero enyu.
Pfungwa dzangu ndizvokuti enyika dzese dzipavizi. Ndakangonzwa kuti Zimbabwe vanhu vemuzimbabwe vatitambura kwenguva yakareba zvingaiti saka nyaya yakudiwa izvozvino inyaya yekuregedzerana reconciliation ndeyakudiwa hamuna ngabwa zvinganezvino kuti vakakanganisa vakaita zvibati ngatimbovapewo mukana tovasapota toregwa kuramba tirikupopotedzana kuti vhosi yaakupopotedzana hatina zvatinovaka vamwe vanodzidza kubva mumistake yakaitwa naarobert mugabeyeya ari kutozviziva nekuti vaishanda vese saka tikavapa mukana nekutaura kwavari kuita tovasapota zvinogona kubatsira
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vakademaunga saka chamuri kushingisa ndechekuti hurumende yavamunangagwa iwane rubatsiro itsigirwe
ndozvandiri kungotsigira izvo dai vanga vawana rubatsiro kunyika ose vakwanisawo kuita zvishuvo zviri pamwoyo pavo tikatarisa vamunangagwa kuidao tikatarisa vamunangagwa muhurumende umu yakare vangogara ari munhu asingati zvemanga manga tatu kuti vakapiwa mukana zvinogoita zvakanaka
asi kuyu hurumende womashoko apa hamuri kuipa nokuti vakawanda vari kuchemawo kuti ikasatevedzera kana kuremekedza bumbiro remutemo ichityora kodzero dzevanhu zvinhu zvakaita seupenyu hwana vazimbabwe hunongoramba huri sezvanga zviri makore 37 adarika
tinongoti tichida kuti tivakurudzire kuti mutemo chinhu chinofanira kuteedzwa vanga vateeri bumbiro remutemo sezvarinoreva kana taenda kumaelections tanyatsoitwa zvisese zvisina kana kuchidzirana kana kudii hurumende inenge yahwina yoiswa pachigaro yotongawo zvinoizvo zvikangoitwa zvinoita zvakanaka uyewo tida kuchema kuti vatigadzirirwe education sector havasi kumboitarisa zviri kuitiwa vakaisa nyecurriculum ukaenda kumusha mubereki aitadza kutenga exercise book but izvi zvinoizvi vakatiwedzera mafile mubereki aitadza kutenga textbook izvo zvino vakatiwedzera macomputers saka kumamisha uko hakuna kana macomputers hakuna kana zviri kuitwa saka ya very selective that is
thank you so much vakademaunga maita basa morara zvakanaka Chris Mr. Kademaunga is calling from Kariba. He's saying that I think people should give the current government a chance. He says he sees potential in the new leadership, especially from the president himself, Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa. He says he's a no-nonsense man from the way he knows him. And he thinks that they just need a chance to excel. Though he said that there are some areas where the government needs to maybe work hard to clarify, so like the issue of human rights. And also he touched on the issue of the new curriculum. He says that the government also should review that because the people before the new curriculum, the parents were failing to even buy a single exercise book. But now, with the new curriculum, they are expected to add files, to buy files on that, and also computers. The new curriculum introduces computers, which means it's additional exercise books and money on top of that.
Interesting. Yes, Jonga, let's go to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, are you still there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Yes, you just heard the caller there. You know, he is indicative of what we have been hearing from a number of people on the ground. They're saying that the President Mnangagwa, you know, he appears to be someone who people are, you know, warming up to. What is your take, especially looking at what he said today during his State of the Nation address?
Yeah, we are in election season, and this is the time where promises are made. We have seen and heard over the past years Mugabe make numerous promises when it's election season and yet failed to deliver or dismally deliver. So we will take what Mnangagwa is saying with a pinch of salt. We are not going to start allulating and shouting that things are going to change in Zimbabwe until we actually see the changes that we've been calling for. he has a tough job ahead of him of convincing the Zimbabwean people.
Oh, before you go any further, can you clarify on those demands that you say should be met?
Well, first and foremost, we know that our issue has been the issue of legitimacy with the government. We found ourselves in the situation where we are because the international community has not been comfortable acknowledging that the government we have is a government that has been elected by the people, that there's been so much electoral fraud. And we have been calling for electoral reforms that are going to ensure that the government is legitimate in the eyes of the international community and as such would be able to attract investors into the country. These electoral reforms, we don't want to just hear President Mnangagwa talk about them, but we want a clear roadmap that tells us, a clear roadmap with benchmarks that tells us, that shows the people that these electoral reforms are being implemented. The voter registration that is going on right now with the BVR, we need assurance from other political parties that that they are signing on to it and that it is being done above board. We talk of the diaspora vote. We need him to start putting that mechanism in place for the diaspora to be able to vote. We need those international monitors observing the voter registration process and also to continue to observing the actual elections themselves. We need those people on the ground. And once we start seeing those things start to move, then we will know that for sure he is serious. We need draconian laws like POSA and IPA repealed. Right now, we need media reforms, equal access to public media for all political parties, and even including the granting of broadcasting licenses. We need the UN to be on the ground observing why it doesn't, if it's really serious, we are already headed into 2018, which is the election year. Let's see these things on the ground to give confidence, not only to Zimbabweans, but to the international community that for sure he is a reformist and he is ready to chart a new way for Zimbabwe.
Mm. And Chris, you have a caller there. Maybe I can just throw a question to Mr. Ngube before you talk to the caller.
Mr. Mubbe.
Yes, go on.
Mr.
Mubbe.
Oh, he dropped his phone.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you can go to the caller.
Okay. Thanks a lot there, Mr. Moyo. Just stay on the line. Silo umlaleli uKhumbulani wase South Africa. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo uKhumbulani.
Yibona njani madoda?
Siyaphila, kunjani ba?
Hayi, siyancenga.
Yeah, ungapi ku South Africa?
Ngilapha eCape Town da. Usubhala madoda ngeGoli.
Oh, use Cape Town. Usubhalisile yini ukuvota?
Angakabhalisi. Bengithi kuzoya lapho uza kahle nje wena. Yazi thina abantu besindebeleni sinenkinga la. Nenkinga enkulu kakhulu esingazi nokuthi singayichaza kanjani futhi siyichazele bani. Ngoba into ekhona manje uthinto siyalufuna esindebeleni. Kodwa sazi ukuthi sivotele bani. Asazi ukuthi sivotele bani ngoba nje nezinkinga kule ndaba yeGugulawunde. Isilonda sisathonta namanzi nathi sikhula siyazi ukuthi abazali bethu babulawa asinancwadi asikwazi ukubhalisa kule nto ezithile kodwa sokhuluma ngestabhilithi elizweni kwelezi abanye abantu basazi ubuhlungu le nto le izodistabilize ilizwe ma ingaresolva then one way the other ngeke siyendawo ngoba asikwazi nokuthi sivotele umuntu owabulala abantu bakithi kodwa ukuthi ilizwe lona lisimame siyafuna manje asazi ukusenze kanjani.
Hayi, inzima leyo.
Nokuvotela opposition asikwazi ngoba ibona futhi abantu abacela nalama-sanction abuya futhi anga-affecti laba abantu baku-government. Abantu abalimalayo laba abantu abaphansi.
Kodwa
asukumezi laba abantu abama-politicians bayafunda bona.
Yes,
sindebeleni sithi kakhulu.
Sike saxoxa lapha lo meli wele meli kaZimbabwe. Uthi yena indaba yama sanctions le akusibo bona labo bacabangela ukuthi babuye bazowacela ukuthi abe khona ngoba vele bengaze bacele idalele ababe khona lidalela incane lalo lipho ngokuba lidale nje elingaso mongameli welizwe lo hulumende. So nxa usithi bacela bengicela nje ukuqondisa kona.
Hayi kuyaqonda ke kodwa ke endabeni yokhetho madola aqedayo sina abantu besindebeleni nakhona futhi indaba yezepolitiki le yiyona futhi esukumeza thina kakhulu ngoba kuqala ukulamba thina besindebeleni ngoba nasemsebenzini la asinayo imisebenzi thina njengomthwakazi sehluphekela nje ngoba imisebenzi ephezulu iphethwe ne kwelinye ihlanu. Mina ngisathanda ukuthi mhlawumbe i-province ne-province nama-resources ayo ikwazi ukuzilana izibuse nama-resources ase-province nethini akwazi ukubenefitha lomphakathi nalomphakathi ukwazi ukuthi uqhashwe endaweni ezinjengabo-border e-Bedbridge abantu basevenda bathole imisebenzi khona lapha e-border e-Plumpton nakhona yonke indawo i-province ne-province ikwazi ukuthi izithathe yona izirane indlela yokuthi sihlukane nale kukwasa esikubonayo lapha.
Hayi kuyizwakala
aqhubeka kunje inga-resolve le ndaba sithi siyastabilize umnotho siyastabilize this and that abanye abantu bengalastabilithi enhlizweni zabo. I'm telling you ngeke siyendaba ngeke sibe isizwe esihlangeneyo.
Hayi kuyizwakala. Hayi sibongile kakhulu Khumplane. Jonga, the caller there is saying people from the Matabeleland and Midlands region are reluctant to register to vote because they don't know which party to vote for because he says they don't feel comfortable voting for Emmerson, President Mnangagwa. And the other thing he points out is that, you know, this issue of Kukurahundi is still very
fresh
to most of the people there. So they can't even vote for the opposition. He says the opposition called for sanctions. That's why I was trying to to correct him that, you know, this is not the case.
Okay, maybe just a quick question to Mr. Dan Moyo. Mr. Moyo, what's your take on the State of the Nation address by President Mnangagwa? I hope you listen to that.
Well, I'll have a disclaimer that I did not. I listened to some excerpts from your program where we had Nelson Chamisa comment at the end. I think I agree with Nelson Chamisa in that we've always had such rhetoric from ZANU-PF for the past 37 years where they promise and indicate right but turn left and nothing really has ever been achieved. So like I said, we take what Mnangagwa is saying with a pinch of salt. Yes, the words might sound good because that's what the people want to hear, but I think actions speak louder than words. Let's see him implement the things that he's talking about to give confidence to the people and to the international community that we're moving in the right direction.
Chris.
Yeah, hayi kuyezwakala mnumzana Moyo, isikhathi yiso esingani sesidliwe ngumangoye. Ungathi fahla nje just 10 seconds uvalelise abalaleli ngamazwi akho ikakhulu sikhangele ikhefu leChristmas lokhetho luzayo.
Yeah, Mahlabe Zulu, thina I think isithi sicela lihambe liyo register ukuvota especially abantu abahlala emadolobheni. Lingalahli imbeleko ngokufelwa ngoba thina njenge-MDC sibhizi silwela ukuthi amavoti enu abalwe ngama-reforms esiwabizayo. Ngakho-ke siyalinida ukuthi li-register ukwenzela ukuthi isikhathi sokuvota uma sifika likwazi ukuvota amavoti enu abalwe.
Hayi kuyezwakala. Hayi sibongile kakhulu ukuba lawo.
Nami ngiyabonga bafowethu.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. That's it for tonight. Zimbabwe, we had our guest there. That was Dan Moyo, the chairman of the North America province right here in the United States. We also heard from Issa Mavindize of the Zimbabwe Diaspora Network Forum, and we also briefly heard from Mr. Effie Lela Ncube, and all our callers that we managed to get through. Thank you so much. This is Chris Gande. Good night.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.